Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Title of our message is this morning, would you read it with me? A Walk Down Jericho Road. From our gospel reading, especially this verse, verse 30. Jesus replied and said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among robbers, and they stripped him, and they beat him, and they went away, leaving him half dead. I encourage you to turn your handout over and find on the reverse of it the sermon outline as we consider our theme, A Walk Down Jericho Road. A Sunday school teacher was telling this parable of the Good Samaritan to her Sunday school class. And after telling the story, she asked the children, what would you do if you were walking down the road and saw someone terribly beaten and bruised and bloodied? What would you do? And a little girl raised her hand and said, teacher, I'd probably throw up. And the teacher said, okay, but then, what would you do? Then, what would you do? The teacher was pressing the children for action. And in Jesus' parable today of the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10, he was addressing the people of his day, and he's addressing us today, and he's also pressing us to action. This parable challenges us. Will we just talk a good talk about the Christian faith? Or will we do something with what we believe? Will we just talk the talk, or will we indeed walk the walk? In the parable recorded in Luke's gospel, we meet a man whom the text says was attempting self-justification. He's trying to make himself look good by talking a good talk. Luke tells us that this man is a lawyer. Let's meet him. He's not a trial lawyer as we think of today or see on TV programs. No, he was an expert of the Old Testament law, the expert of the law of Moses. He was proud. He was confident. He wore special robes that made him stand out in a crowd. He wore a special container on his forehead. It's called a phylactery box. Inside this special box, tied on his forehead, was the law of Moses in miniature. Sort of like a badge of honor for everybody to see and ooh and ah, he's an expert. He knows God's law perfectly. We read from Luke 10, 25. And a lawyer stood up and put Jesus to the test, saying, teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Did he really want an answer? He likely just wanted to trap Jesus somehow and make himself look good in front of the crowd. But Jesus doesn't get upset. Jesus turns it back on him and uses a debater's ploy. And he says in verse 26, well, tell me, what is written in the law? How does it read to you? Jesus was literally referring to the law in the phylactery box the lawyer was wearing on his head as a badge of honor. The expert, with smugness and self-pride, perfectly quotes from Leviticus 19:18, which says, part of our liturgy today, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. We can imagine the expert of the law just saying, how's that, Jesus? I got it perfectly, didn't I? I quoted it without flaw. Jesus tells the guy, that's great. If you know this, then do something about it. But the guy had waited too long to debate with Jesus to let the conversation end there. And now in verse 29, St. Luke reveals the man's real motive for asking Jesus the question. Luke writes, but wishing to justify himself, he said to Jesus, well, tell me, who is my neighbor? Oh, how often we try to do the same thing. Too often we know what God wants us to do, but we don't act upon it. We Lutherans pride ourselves in knowing the right doctrine. And by the way, you know what happens when you pat yourself on the head too often? We Lutherans pride ourselves in knowing right doctrine. But in this parable, Jesus is asking us, it's good that you know it in your head, but what are you doing with it? What difference is it making in the way that you live? Like the law expert in the parable, we can talk a good talk about our Christian faith, try to justify ourselves, but the question for this morning is this: do our Monday through Saturday lives match our Sunday words? Hear that question again. Do our Monday through Saturday lives match the words we speak easily on Sunday? In the text from Luke's Gospel, Jesus tells us about four men who were on the road from Jerusalem to Jericho. As we walk down that Jericho road, we will discover, as did the law expert in the parable, that every attempt we make to try to justify ourselves will be destroyed. Jesus does this by telling the most famous of his all parables. We call it the parable of the Good Samaritan. We just read it today. Today on this Jericho road, we will meet a Jewish man who was robbed and beaten and left for dead. We'll meet a Jewish priest. We'll meet a Jewish Levite. And we will meet a Samaritan man. But finally, we'll meet ourselves on that Jericho road as well. Luke tells us that a man was walking down from Jerusalem to Jericho. That's literally the truth. From Jerusalem to Jericho is a 3,000-foot drop in about 20 miles. In Jesus' day, this road was called the Bloody Way. It was called the Bloody Way due to the number of travelers that were waylaid there and beaten and robbed. When Jesus began his parable saying a man was robbed from Jerusalem to Jericho, all of his hearers of that day would say, "Yeah, I know about that. It's in the papers every day." Jesus then says, a priest and a Levite walked down the same road, like a pastor and a God-fearing church elder. Well, the folks hearing the parable likely thought, good, here comes help for that poor man. But no. The priest and Levite were busy with church matters. They had a council meeting to go to. They had a budget to prepare. They had a voters' assembly to get ready for. They hurried on their way. They stepped over the man. Ooh, yuck. Today, we don't have to look very far down our Jericho road to see people who are hurting. Just take some time one day paging through the directory, the phone directory of this congregation. Just page through in your mind family members in your own household. Consider your own neighbors and coworkers and friends and classmates, even strangers doing help. The parable asks us today, how are you doing in putting your Sunday words to effect on your Monday through Saturday lives? It's time for each of us, and I mean each of us, to repent of a religion that's far more talk than it is walk. To repent of a Christian faith that's far more words than its deeds. With little room for others who are wounded on Jericho Road. Today it's time to ask God this question, and we'll end our sermon with the same question and we'll make it a prayer. Dear Lord, today I ask you to lay on my heart the name of one person who needs me to stop for them on their Jericho Road. Now let's take a look at the deeds of the Samaritan on the Jericho Road. Luke 10 records these words. But a Samaritan was on a journey. And he came upon him, and when he saw him, had compassion. He bandaged up his wounds, poured on oil and wine, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he gave 2 denarii to the innkeeper and said, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I return, I'll pay his bill. From this man's actions, we get the common term, a good Samaritan, meaning somebody who goes out of his way to help somebody else. But what was a Samaritan in Jesus' day? Something quite different. He was an outcast from Jewish society. He was a half-breed, the result of a foreign pagan Assyrian marrying an Israelite and producing a child. His worship offended the Orthodox Jew. His food offended the Orthodox Jew. His looks offended the Orthodox Jew. There isn't time in today's sermon to describe the animosity that Jews had for Samaritans in those days. So can you imagine the surprise? And can you imagine how upsetting it must have been for Jesus' first Jewish hearers when Jesus purposely chose a Samaritan to be the hero of this parable? And then in the parable, it was the Jewish priest and Levite who went out of their way not to help one of their own. But it was a Samaritan who stopped. And please remember, for whose sake this parable was originally told. For that self-righteous, smug expert of the law who could talk a good talk and quote the Bible, but not live in compassion for others in need. Now this Samaritan in the parable, the text says, poured oil on the man's wounds. Why did he do that? To soothe them. He poured wine on them. Why did he do that? To disinfect them, to clean them. And then it says, he gave 2 denarii to the innkeeper and said, take care of his needs. 2 denarii at that time would basically have paid for 3 weeks at the stay at the Quality Inn near Jericho. You see, the Samaritan fulfilled the law of Moses in Leviticus 19, the law expert so smugly quoted, love the Lord your God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. This parable of Jesus compels us today to ask this important question. Who really is the wounded on Jericho Road? Could it be that that expert of the law, that priest and that Levite, and you and I who pass by those in need are really more wounded than that man beaten on the side of the road? The Bible tells us in another place that one day Jesus, and I quote, wept. He wept over Jerusalem for those who would not accept him. Where are we in our weeping? In our caring? In our pouring on the oil and the wine for the lost, the wounded, the unchurched? Or are we stepping over and around them more concerned with church business, or bank accounts, or holiday plans, or our flower beds? We all need to confess this morning, oh Lord, I am the wounded. Wounded by my selfishness, wounded by my pride and thoughtlessness. Lord, I need a Samaritan. I need someone who would be my Savior and stop for me on my Jericho Road. And here's the good news. We have a Savior, and He has stopped on our Jericho Road. Jesus is our Samaritan and our Savior. He pours on us the oil and the wine of His blood-bought forgiveness. He heals us. He justifies us. He makes us right with Almighty God. We need waste no more time in our life with the law expert trying to justify ourselves. Let me say it again. Jesus walked our Jericho road. Romans 4:25 says, Christ Jesus was put to death for our trespasses. He was raised for our justification. 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us, God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might be made righteous. 1 John 2:2 tells us, He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not just for ours, but for the entire world. Jesus is indeed the Good Samaritan for every man, every woman, every boy and girl mortally wounded by sin and heading for death. My friends, Jesus stopped on your Jericho road, and he stopped just for you. Shall we do any less? The love of our Savior compels us to care for others who are wounded today. We need not look far down a Jericho road to find somebody. Seeing the wounded is never a problem. Stopping for them, that's the issue. Again, I challenge you to make this your prayer today. Would you bow your heads just for a moment? Dear Lord, lay on my heart the name of one person who needs me to stop for them on their Jericho road. Amen. In 1928, a very interesting case came before the courts in the states of Massachusetts in the USA. It concerned a man who tripped on a boat dock and fell into the ocean bay and he couldn't swim. He came up from the water screaming for help and then he sank down again. Right next, in the next dock over, was a young man sunbathing. He simply watched and did nothing as the man who was drowning went under for the last time and lost his life. The family of the man who drowned were so upset, they took the guy to court who simply watched their loved one die. They took him to court, but they lost the case. The court reluctantly ruled that the other man on the dock had no legal responsibility to try to save the other man's life. In fact, the court ruled he was not his brother's keeper. He had every legal right to mind his own business and not to get involved. Dear Lord, may this never be our attitude to others in need. Instead, let this be our prayer. I'm going to invite you one more time to bow your heads in prayer. Dear Lord, mindful of your great love for me, help me to be a good and willing Samaritan for others on their Jericho road. In the name of Jesus, who stopped for me. Amen.